Here at Cowboys Training Camp, we do all we can to bring to you, the Ticket P1, the flavor, the behind the scenes of training camp. We try to do things to let you get to know these guys a little bit. We try to take them down paths that maybe they not otherwise might not go. And we all have to extend our best efforts toward this. It's truly a communal effort.
Tis.
And with that in mind, I went out there and did a little interviewing myself. Now, my interviewing style is not real well polished, I will admit. I can tend to be a little bit all over the road with these guys. And I'm just kind of wandering around down there looking for somebody to talk to. And, of course, it's well known and well understood that I don't know much about football.
Okay.
So,
all right.
With that in mind, here's a sample of some of my work from the other day. And I hope this is coming up here. All right.
No, it's not.
Damn. The hell? What do you have to do here?
You can email it to me, and I'm happy to play them.
We're having some technical
problems. At
least we
know for sure it will work.
There, it'll work now.
Let's
try it
again. Now.
Now, let's see. You're Brock Marion, right?
Excuse me?
You're Brock Marion, right?
What's Brock Marion?
I thought number 31 was Brock Marion, but I guess he was here a few years ago. I just don't know.
No, I'm sorry.
I don't know much about football either. They just told me to come out here and ask guys questions. So, okay. What's your name?
Byron Jones.
Okay. Oh, you're the number one draft pick, aren't you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
We're number one draft pick.
All right. All right. Well, that's cool. How are you liking camp so far?
Oh, it's fun. It's fun. It's very competitive. Obviously, it's a great atmosphere out here. You got a bunch of fans screaming your name. It's really great.
Yeah. Who's your position coach?
Jerome Henderson.
How's he?
He's awesome. He's teaching me something little every single day.
He's kind of a hard ass?
He is. He's tough to give compliments, but I love that about him, man.
Yeah.
He really got to earn his respect out there, earn his trust out there. It's a good challenge. I like it.
Yeah. That's cool. Where'd you grow up?
I grew up in New Britain, Connecticut. I'll hit New Britain.
Okay. You have a lot of friends and peeps and stuff up there?
A little bit. I'm the average guy. But I make friends here and there.
All right, now, when you were up there in New Britain, did you ever go out and hang out with your friends and things might get a little chippy with some other guys? And
oh, dear.
You have to get in there and regulate and stuff like that?
Very rarely. I had a good group of guys where that wouldn't happen too often,
Yeah.
Just didn't really present itself.
So no 16 in the clip and one in the hole for you?
No.
Okay, all right. Fair enough. You ever been out here to Los Angeles before?
No, it's my first time.
Really?
I like it.
What do you think about
this
place?
It is awesome.
Man, let me tell you something. I've been out here a bunch. It's crazy out there.
Really?
Oh,
really?
God. It is crazy out there. Like, I probably haven't been here since the 90s. And back then it was Lionel Richie and me and Kanye was here, except we called him Kenny back then. He was just a kid.
Just a kid, huh?
Yeah, he was a kid. And most killings, and we were going to make an album, but nothing ever came of it. Nothing ever came of it, man.
It happened. You did it best kept secret, then.
Yeah, that's the way I like to think of myself, as the best kept secret. All right, man. Good enough.
All right. Sounds good.
Oh, my God.
Would you stop asking these kids about guns, especially the ones from upstate Connecticut?
I love it so much. The fact that you're invoking Muzz Skillings, the bass player from Living Color.
I think what's the matter? You don't like that?
I love Muzz Skillings.
And Kenny.
Yeah.
We were all going to make an album together.
Yeah, Kanye, who was like 11 at the time.
This is the best thing that's ever happened on the ticket. I don't think there's any debate.
Well, you want to hear another one?
Yes.
I got more.
Yes.
Okay. See what you think about this.
Now, I don't know too much about football or anything. They told me come out here and ask guys questions and stuff. So what's your name?
Lucky Whitehead.
Lucky what?
Whitehead.
Okay. What position?
This is Lucky Whitehead. Have you checked out him?
No, but Norm had him on, and I know that the Bad Radio Boys talked about him, too.
Yeah. He's a little bitty guy. With dreads.
Okay.
A receiver?
I think he's a DB.
Okay.
But we'll find out here.
Okay.
Oh, he is a receiver.
Where'd you go to college?
I went to Florida Atlantic.
Oh, are you a rookie? Is this your first time here? Oh, you're a rookie?
Yes, sir.
How'd you get here?
I was undrafted free agent.
Okay. So you tried out or something like that?
No.
Is that how it works?
I mean, I got called in, I signed.
Oh, tried
okay.
out.
Okay. Where'd you grow up?
I grew up in Manassas, Virginia.
Manassas, Virginia?
Yeah.
Okay, is that a big town or a little town or what? Okay. All right, you have a lot of friends up there in Manassas, Virginia, and everything?
I have tons of friends.
You have a lot of peeps up there? You're doing it for them?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Like when you were, like, up there, and, you know, you're hanging out with your friends, rolling out there on the streets in Manassas and stuff. Were you ever in a situation where you kind of had to, you know, make some things right, make sure you didn't get taken advantage of, or?
No, no, I never had that problem at all.
You never had anything like that come down?
No.
Never? No rolling 16 of the clip and one in the hole for you?
No.
None of that? None of that. You ever been out here in L.A.?
Yeah. I was out here for the NFLPA bowl game.
Ah, what do you think about this place?
I like it. It was real fun, but when I was here, I was always doing football, so I couldn't really enjoy myself as much in L.A.
So you guys get to go out and hang out at night in some of these places and stuff?
We get a day off and we get to go out, but I don't go nowhere. I'm a rookie, so I try to learn my playbook.
No, you try to learn your playbook.
Yeah.
It's a wild place, man.
Oh, yeah.
It's crazy out here. Like, I haven't been here since, I don't know, probably the 90s. I was out here with... It was me and Lionel Richie, and Kanye was here, except he was just a kid then. We called him Kenny. And Mo Skilling, we were out here making an album, but nothing ever came of it.
How do you like it?
Right. Are you married?
No, sir.
Not with a woman or anything like that?
No, sir.
Okay. Then maybe you can relate to a situation I got going on and tell me what to do about it.
Oh, no.
This is awesome.
I got this woman, you know, and, like, she's supposed to buy my Shorty Tygo with my money.
What?
About what?
She's supposed to buy my Shorty Tygo with my money. But then she went around and got lipo with my money. Now she's walking around looking like Michael with my money. What should I do, man?
I don't know what you got to do. You got to talk to Kanye about that. Hey, that's a Kanye question.
Oh, God, man. I was hoping you could tell me, Lucky.
Kanye knows more than I.
You got nothing for me?
Nope.
Oh, damn. All right, man.
God.
Have a good training
right.
camp. Thanks. I'm going to be pulling for you. Okay. Do it for Manassas, man.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Mike.
I love the part where he goes, where you ask him. There's really, it's just open-ended statement about you hanging out with Muzz and Kenny and Lionel Richie.
And he's like,
and he's just standing. You're just holding the thing up to him, like waiting for a response.
Yeah, I told him nothing ever came of it.
Yeah,
nothing ever came of our album.
And then his response was, "Well, how do you like it?"
Unbelievable.
Oh, God. And then, okay, so what was that at the end? Was that a Kanye song?
That was Gold Digger.
Oh, that was Gold Digger?
Yeah.
God bless it.
Yeah, that was a part of Gold Digger where, for a little context, what is it? You know this.
But the lyrics?
Yeah.
It's Shorty Hook by Tycho.
Yeah, right. His woman is supposed to buy his Shorty Tygo, his kid that they had, Tygo, with his money.
What's Tygo?
Tycho, it's like a kid's toy.
Oh, yeah, Tycho.
Yeah,
Tycho.
Yeah. Tycho with his money.
Yeah.
But she went out and she went to the doctor and got lipo with his money. And now she's walking around looking like Michael with his money.
Michael Jackson?
Yeah.
God.
Ridiculous.
She should have got it insured Geico with the money.
Is that the next line?
Yeah. Good point.
Damn it. That's awesome. Well, I wish that guy wouldn't have recognized that and just been like,
oh, yeah, he was on it.
That sounds like your problem there, pal.
No, Lucky Whitehead was on it. He knew where we were going with that.
That's awesome.
However, we got a couple guys in there that didn't.
Oh, yeah? You got more?
Oh, yeah. We got more.
Okay. Well, hold on to those.
All right. We'll save them for
save
another
Save those.
Day.
Yes. Yes. That's great. All right.
I hope my interviewing style didn't put anybody off or anything.
No.
You're my hero, man.
It's magical.
You are my hero.
It's really magical because I can guarantee you that those guys are like, they walk right into the locker room right away.
Dude, this old guy was asking me all kinds of gangster rap.
He had all these Kanye stuff and asked if I had a gun.
Some 16 in the clip and one in the hole.
Right? I never seen a gun.
One thing I have heard, though, is a couple of interviews that I went out on the field and did with a couple guys in Cowboys training camp, just kind of left over, hanging around here. And I thought we'd roll those here. That's
okay.
All right.
Okay, so are these of the same vein that you're wandering out and you don't know much about football?
Yeah.
Now, are you working in, because I think it's okay to set it up this way, because you did this with the last one. Are you working in hip-hop songs to these guys?
Yeah.
Okay, did you and Donovan sit down?
Yeah.
Okay, so, well, go over it. It's okay. It makes it better.
Okay. This one here is kind of awkward because I didn't really have the shtick down. It's a part of Gold Digger.
Yeah.
Where his woman's trying to buy or needs to buy Tyco for his shorty with his money.
Mm-hmm.
And then she went to the doctor and got lipo with his money.
Right.
And now she's walking around looking like Michael with his money.
Okay.
Did you screw it up?
Well, I don't know. Let's listen to it and you decide. But I remember this was the first time I was going to try it. And I really had to take a couple of moments.
No.
I'm telling you, like, Fight Night's our best event. This is the best thing we do outside of Fight Night or Mike on field interviews.
I really had to stop down a couple seconds and sort of reorganize a little bit.
Refocus your thoughts.
Yeah. To get this right. So let's see how I did here.
All right, I think we're rolling here now. I don't know too much about football or anything like that. I'm just been sent out here to talk to guys.
Okay.
So what's your name?
Kalu Glaud.
Okay. What position do you play?
Middle linebacker.
Where'd you go to college?
Rutgers University.
All right, I did not get one word.
Rutgers University.
Of that name.
I didn't either. Khaled Groves?
I don't know.
I have no idea either.
I think it's something African.
Okay.
Are you a rookie or been
this will be my third year. I was active in 13, and I was on a practice squad summer in Tampa last year, so this will be going into my third year.
Okay, this is your first year here with the Cowboys.
Yes, sir.
How'd you wind up here?
My agent called me, said I had a workout on Saturday. I flew in, worked out on Monday, and by God, I got a contract.
All right.
Yeah.
Who's your position coach?
Coach Hoots.
How you doing with him so far?
He didn't even know his name.
Cool guy.
Yeah.
Hoots?
I always like to break the ice by just asking them about their position coach.
Yeah.
And they usually, I mean, they're just all over that, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, they're very complimentary of him. And I ask him if he's a hard ass. Oh, yeah, but he gets a lot out of us, you know. And this guy doesn't even know.
My favorite part was, and by God, I got a contract. And Mike goes right on.
Right. I know everybody's name still. He's a good guy. He's a good coach.
All right, now, where are you from? Where'd you grow up?
South Jersey, in the town called Sickleville. I went to Winslow Township High School.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Now, like, when you're up there in South Jersey and you're, like, hanging with your friends and everything, did you ever have to, like, do any regulating, take care of some things out there on the streets, make them right, make sure that nobody took advantage of you or anything?
Not too much. I have a strong family. My older brother take care of me wherever I'm at. So they make sure I'm always good.
Yeah.
Everything's good around me.
So none of this 16 in the clip and one in the hole for you?
Yeah, I don't really know what you're talking about, man.
Pause it there.
Nah, no.
We've not had one guy.
Well, actually, Mr. Reiner, I grew up in a very strict Christian household with my parents together the entire time. Yes.
Every single one of them has said the same thing.
No, not every single one.
Well, they've all been like, no, I don't roll that way, man.
No, not all of them. Malcolm Butler, when I interviewed him, he knew exactly what I was talking about. He said, well, yeah, you know, there have been some times down there.
Okay,
but none of the Cowboys that you've interviewed.
No, none of the Cowboys.
They have all been so straight-laced, man.
I was captain of the varsity team, and I married my high school sweetheart, and that's the way it's going to be, Mr. Reiner.
I'm not sure what 16 in the chamber and clip is. I don't know what that means.
Right. Leave me alone.
You know what you're talking about, man. Ever been to L.A. before?
No, never.
Man, it's a crazy place. Yeah. Have you got to go out or hang out or anything?
Nah, I actually got here yesterday.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, yesterday.
They keep you guys pretty focused on football?
Yeah, that's how it is inside camp.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's a crazy place, man. I was, like, out here, I don't know, back in the 90s, the last time I was making a record with Lionel Richie and Kanye was in all that, but nobody knew who he was then. We called him Kenny.
Yeah.
And Muzz Skillings, A Living Color was in on it, but nothing ever came of it.
Yeah. So where are you from?
What the hell, man?
Yeah. He had no idea what was you were talking about.
I love the fact that's the second time that's happened where you just leave it. There's not a question. There's nothing there. It's a statement about the 90s and Lionel Richie and Kanye West and Muzz Skillings. And it's just, you just tell him that. Yeah. 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 So where are you from? Like you're on a blind date or something like that.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. So where are you from?
Me?
Yeah.
I'm from Dallas. We're not here to talk about me, but we're here to talk about you. I will tell you something about me, though. And tell me, I'm looking to you for a little advice here.
Mm-hmm. Uh-oh.
What would you do if are you married or anything?
I am married.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then, I don't know. Maybe you wouldn't know about this, but I got a girl who's supposed to buy my shorty Tygo with my money. And she went to the doctor and got a lipo with my money. Now she walks around like Michael with my money. What should I do about that?
Oh, keep listening to Kanye.
All right, man. Thanks.
What's that laugh?
That's awesome. What should I do about that?
Do you see the guy's name over there?
No, he's not on the roster, man.
He just got there.
He can't be on the roster.
That's why he didn't know his specialty or his position coach's name.
Coach Coopy. Cooley.
Coach Cooch.
Coopy.
Oh, my God.
We're not here
to talk about me. We're here to talk about you. But actually, there is something I want to talk to you about. Tell you something about myself.
Want one more?
Kaleo Gloud.
Kaleo Gloud?
KALAILGLAUD.
I hope he makes it.
Oh, my God.
Let's look for him tonight.
Watch out for him tonight. All right. Let's try this.
Okay. Now, I don't know too much about football or anything. They told me to come out here and ask guys questions and stuff. So what's your name?
Lucky Whitehead.
Lucky what?
Whitehead.
We did
okay,
Lucky.
What position do you play?
I play slot receiver.
Okay.
We did Lucky?
Yeah, we did. Didn't we do Lucky, Mino?
We did talk to him.
I don't.
Oh, okay. Wrong one. My bad.
Yeah. We did Lucky last week.
All right, here's another.
I love the part where he goes, where you ask.
What is this?
It's just open-ended statements.
Oh. Maybe that's all I got. I thought I had another there, but I guess I don't.
Oh, that's okay.
Crap.
That's
all right. That last one was worth the price of admission.
Yeah, that's good. So, where are you from?
Where are you from, man?
Dallas.
But we're not here to talk about me.
All right, let's.